Is TMS therapy covered by insurance in Utah? You've already done the homework. You've read about TMS. You know it could help. The only question that matters now is whether your insurance will pay for it, because TMS without coverage runs $10,000 to $15,000 out of pocket, and that math doesn't work for most families. Here's the short answer. In Utah, most major insurance plans cover TMS therapy for treatment-resistant depression, including Select Health, Regents Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, United Healthcare, Molina, and most Medicare plans. Coverage typically requires that you've tried at least 2 antidepressant medications without enough improvement. Prior authorization paperwork takes 1 to 2 weeks. Out-of-pocket costs after coverage range from $0 with most secondary Medicare to your remaining deductible, plus a small copay per session. What covered actually means? Insurance language is its own dialect.
When we tell a patient, your plan covers TMS, what that usually breaks down to is, the plan recognizes TMS as a medically necessary treatment, the plan will pay the contracted rate after you meet your deductible, you pay a session copay, typically $10 to $50 per visit. Total out-of-pocket cost depends on where you are in your deductible year. A full TMS course is roughly 36 sessions. With most plans, after the deductible is met, your share of those 36 sessions ranges from $360 to $1,800 total. That's a real number, but it's not the $12,000 sticker shock people brace for. What insurers require before approval? Insurance companies don't approve TMS on the first email. They want documentation that you've tried other treatments first.
The standard requirements across most Utah plans? A diagnosis of major depressive disorder, treatment-resistant depression, or in some cases, OCD, documentation that you've tried 2 or more antidepressants from at least 2 different classes at therapeutic doses for at least 6 weeks each, documentation of at least 1 course of psychotherapy, typically 8 sessions or more, a psychiatric evaluation confirming the diagnosis. This isn't a stall tactic, FDA-cleared indication. TMS was approved in 2008 for patients who had not responded to 1 antidepressant trial. Most insurers tightened that to 2 trials over the years. If you've been depressed for a while and tried 1 or 2 things, you probably already qualify. How prior authorization works. We handle it. Prior authorization is the part most patients dread. Forms, faxes, calls back. We do this part for you. Once you book a consult and we agree TMS to fit, our team, 1, pulls your treatment history from your records and other providers. 2, submits the prior authorization to your insurer. 3, tracks the request and follows up with the insurance reviewer.
Notifies you of approval, denial, or need for additional info. The process typically takes 7 to 14 business days. We'll tell you exactly what your out-of-pocket cost will be before you start session 1. The plans we work with directly. We're in network with most of Utah's major payers. Select Health, most plans, including HMO and PPO, Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Aetna, United Healthcare, Molina Healthcare, Medicare, Parts A, B, and most advanced plans, Medicaid, case by case, depending on plan. If you have a plan we're not listed with, we can often still file out of network. Call us with your member ID and we'll verify benefits in 24 to 48 hours. What if you've been denied before? Denials are not final. Around 30% of TMS prior authorizations are initially denied for paperwork reasons that are fixable on appeal. Common reasons? Insurer wants documentation of a 3rd medication trial that's already in your record but wasn't submitted. Diagnosis code on the original referral wasn't specific enough. Treatment history wasn't complete. A psychotherapy course wasn't documented even though it happened. We've appealed dozens of denials successfully.
If your previous clinic told you your insurance doesn't cover TMS, it's worth a second look. The clinic might have been right about that specific claim, but a fresh submission from a clinic that does this every day often clears. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, insurance is one of the first things we sort, because the financial uncertainty is what stops most patients from starting. Counseling that runs alongside the insurance work. While we file your TMS prior auth, we can start cognitive behavioral therapy or acceptance and commitment therapy with the same clinical team, often within a week. That keeps momentum. Medication management. If you've been depressed long enough to be considering TMS, your medication picture probably needs a look too. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram,
SNRIs like venlaxadone and bupropion are all options we can adjust while we wait for TMS approval. TMS therapy, once benefits are confirmed. Treatment runs 5 days a week for the first 4 weeks, then a 2-week taper, about 19 minutes per session after the first day. No anesthesia, no needles. You drive yourself in and out. Most patients respond between weeks 3 and 5.
Frequently asked questions: how much will I pay out of pocket? Most patients pay between $0 and $1,800 total, depending on their plan and where they are in their deductible. We give you the exact number before you book session 1. No surprises after the fact. What if my insurance denies the prior auth? We appeal. Around 30% of denials are reversible with stronger documentation, and we know what insurers need to see. If we can't get approval, we'll tell you that directly and discuss out-of-pocket pricing or alternative treatments. Does TMS count as preventive care for FSA or HSA? Not preventive, but it's a qualified medical expense. You can use FSA, HSA, or HRA funds for your TMS copays and any out-of-pocket portions. Save the receipts. Stop guessing about cost. Start with a benefits check. A 15-minute call answers more than 3 weeks of Googling. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. We'll verify your benefits, tell you what coverage looks like for your specific plan, and walk you through the timeline. No commitment. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind.
I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.